Welcome to the after show for Pose on FX. The episode is called Giving and Receiving, and we did a lot of that tonight. Our episode gave us Christmas realness in all of the feels. Along with holiday spirit, we had new memories, traditions, and a new rivalry. Plus, we're finally revealing our house name. Get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You can never go wrong with Mariah, right? You can never go wrong with Mariah or Christmas. Hey.
Where's y'all Vogue at? Wait, I thought it was right.
This
all
right. We got to be in theme.
Okay, I will admit to you guys, I really, really cannot Vogue. Like, I don't know. It seems easy, but baby, they got
the same moves each time.
Your poses are good, though.
Okay.
You got a good pose. Yep.
Thank you. Well, hey, listen, everybody, you guys have been partying with us on the Christmas music. As long as you have been watching this episode, it was good, you guys.
Mm-hmm. So
I am your girl and your lead host tonight, Deshauna O. Unfortunately, our sibling and fearless leader, Keithy, is not here. But please send him love, send him hearts and everything. He just wasn't able to make it, but he will be back next week. But you know who I do got? A little surprise for you right here.
Oh, hello. It's Jamie Gray.
Hey, y'all. It's Marielle Turner.
Hey, y'all. Yay! It's Jay Lamar in the building.
I love that. I'm not stressing. I've been here.
Can you guys hear who the surprise is? Jay Lamar here to fill in for Keith. And we thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
Yes. Okay, so we opened up on the episode because you know we got to jump right in because we're always running out of time. We jumped right in at Christmas time, right at Blanca's place where the Christmas tree was popping. I mean, it just was like, it felt so real, like Christmas, like a real family.
Yeah.
What were you guys' overall thoughts of that part and the entire episode itself?
I feel like it was a lot of eye-opening truths in this episode. Like, last episode, I felt like it was a lot of shade. You learned a lot about, you know, Ricky and Damon's relationship. But in this episode, definitely a lot of eye-opening things with Stan from Angel to Ricky coming in. You know, you learn a lot. So, very eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. I think it was definitely a heavier episode. At one point, we were all tearing up.
Yes.
It was so much going down and just so many emotions. Like, it felt like it was much heavier than last episode, which was more like the shade, I think.
Yeah.
I agree. This was a very emotional episode for us.
Yeah.
As well as for the cast.
Tears.
Yes, it was very I would say kind of hard to watch because it made I would say me as a proudly gay man think about a lot of the memories and stuff that you know I had to go through. So, but it was a good episode overall. Very tearjerker.
And then me personally, I just loved how they brought the undertones, the things that are not really said, the thing about the Santa, the thing about, you know, this was the one time my father, this is Damon, the one time my father really saw me, you know, was Christmas time, and they all gave their Christmas memories. So that kind of like started the episode off, and then, honey, it got deeper and deeper as we went.
Yeah.
It got so real. I mean, getting into that, so we kind of have Helena and Pray Tell. We see them going into this elevator, and we're kind of like, what's going on? Where are they going? And it turns out they're going to the HIV/AIDS floor of the hospital. And one of the things that really struck me is that you see, like, it hasn't been clean. It's blood everywhere. Yeah. It's very dirty. There were no nurses. And they kind of had to bring in, Pray Tell had to bring in the lunch for his boyfriend because no one would feed him. What did you guys think about that?
Oh my God.
Sad. So messed up.
Touched me.
But back in that day, it was kind of common for nurses not to want to work with HIV and AIDS patients because they were scared that they might contract the virus. Of course, you can't contract a virus by just touching somebody or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that they shed light on the reality of what was going on in that particular era.
Right.
And it was once again another tear-jerking moment to know that those patients had to go through what they had to go through. And at that, majority of them alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand that, but as a nurse, you got an education to be a nurse. So whether you know about this with HIV or whatever's going on, that's your due diligence to go ahead and research it. You are the nurse. Do your job.
Right.
You know?
It was very upsetting for me. I actually felt rage when I saw that because I am in the medical field and I believe in the integrity of, you know, our medical professionals, and it really just like hurt my heart.
Absolutely.
It also hurt me that people didn't have family. Like, you know, it's like, if you pass away or if you get really sick or if you need a transfusion, who are you able to call? These people have been disowned by their families.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to watch.
It's like a double. They were disowned double. They were disowned for being gay.
Who they are.
And then once they contracted the virus and they were told that they didn't have much to live, they didn't they were disowned again.
Right. And as you mentioned, I love that they included that because I think it's so real to that time. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen documentaries or done any research on it, you know, a lot of nurses and doctors wouldn't even go onto the AIDS floor. And their family wasn't there, and a lot of them did die alone. So mm-hmm. I love that they had the courage to include that into the show. I think that's amazing. And we kind of see later on when Helena is talking to Damon, and she learns that her student has passed away. She seems very affected by it. And I think that comes up in the scene where she's saying, you know, you don't have as much time as you think you have. Yes. And I think a lot of that was based on her interaction with her student who passed.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think she saw Damon in her, she saw her student in Damon.
For sure. I definitely think that she saw that. But did you guys feel like she was taking out her anger on Damon? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
It's like, mm-hmm. I used to dance, and, you know, I understand these teachers do not play. But at the same time, you don't know what he's going through. Right. He doesn't even have, his own biological mother with him. Right. So take that into consideration.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I did kind of feel like she was overwhelmed by losing such an amazing student, and she kind of took that out on him. And then we also see Praetel kind of dealing with it in his own way, because his boyfriends that he's had over the past few months have all passed away. And
years. He said in four years, he's experienced so much death.
Wow. Right. That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard. He said it's scary. Every time you meet somebody weeks later,
you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down about how I'm so glad that they brought light to the struggle, the dating struggle of someone who is not HIV positive, because I'm sure that there's a huge, I mean, I can't even imagine the dating struggle being HIV positive, mm-hmm. but with also on the other end of it. I'm meeting people who are HIV positive. I'm really, and then just to see the intimacy and the vulnerability between them, mm-hmm. it's really tough, because it's like you're saying goodbye every time you see someone.
It's truly a blessing, though, to see that times have changed for people who have HIV. Yes. You know, they have a full life to live. Mm-hmm. You know, compared to back then, you know, they didn't have the treatment, they didn't have the medications. Now they do. So dating back then, of course, probably a huge struggle for gay people in general, because you didn't know if somebody was positive, so
or who was lying, you,
or were lying,
it
and
was
stuff
such a
like
stigma.
That. It was such a stigma, or some people just didn't get tested. You know, so that was big in itself. But thankfully, we've made it over that curve, and now HIV is looked at something that's just like it's just another another situation to deal with in life.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Yep.
Well, hey, listen, before we move on, we got a little something to tell you. And I'm going to let Mr. J. Lamar over there let you know.
Yes. Hey, After Buzzers, here at AfterBuzz TV, we produce all, and I repeat all, of your favorite after shows, from dramas to reality to sci-fi and so much more. There is no other network. No other network that works as hard for its fans as AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yes. Make sure you guys subscribe to us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys like, comment, share. Tell your mamas, tell your daddies. Happy Father's Day. You know, share this episode for your father. So,
Yes. Thank you so much for that. And I definitely want to move on over into our everyone's fave.
Lord.
Now, listen.
Wait a minute.
You know what? We were just like Drake.
You all right?
Fan her down.
Get it hot. Get it hot already.
We were just like Drake just now. We all sighed before we started, because we're about to start talking about the ship, which we don't know whether or not we ship, Stan and Angel. And then there's this new triangle going on with this rivalry now between Matt and Stan. And then there's Patty and Matt. And then there's Stan. I mean, you know what? Jamie, talk about it, girl. Talk about it.
So, first of all, Stangel, whatever you want to call the ship name.
I call it Stangel.
I do ship them, but he has a whole family
Hello.
At home.
Okay. A what?
A whole family. Kids, too. Plural. That was plural. Okay, Hello. So I just wanted to get into that. But it starts off with Stan and Angel, where he's getting her apartment, which is what we were all waiting for. He gave her the keys last episode.
Honey.
And did you, my jaw dropped, not just because she has an apartment, but she had a sectional couch.
Honey.
Do you know how expensive those are?
Back in the day?
Thank you.
Hello.
This is the 80s. So I was like, he hooked her up.
Honey, carpet.
She has a dishwasher, I think. Did you see a dishwasher? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't see a dishwasher.
But the VCR, I remember he said it was coming next week.
Exactly.
If she has a dishwasher, Patty is going to be fighting Matt.
Oh,
listen.
Because Patty won that dishwasher last week.
Exactly.
And she fought for it.
She had to really fight. So anyway, I like them together just for like my own fantasy, but realistically, we know in my heart that this is not going to work.
No, not at all.
Okay, again, he has a whole family. He's not going to leave his wife. on top of that, he's let his boss, Matt, know exactly what's going on.
Partially.
But I don't really understand where they're going to go as far as emotionally with their relationship.
Yeah.
With the whole making out scene, if you notice, Janet Jackson's Let's Wait a While song was playing.
Yeah.
Which actually, romantic. Shout out to the creators, to the executive producer, because I know they said all of the writers are obsessed with Janet Jackson. So that's why they had to, like, put her into the episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes. Go which Janet. Also, speaking of Janet, I know that she had even mentioned back in the day when she did Poetic Justice, she had asked Tupac to get an HIV test because it was such a stigma even in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a little fun fact on that. Yes. But, I don't understand what they're trying to do. I'm actually really confused about it. What are you guys' thoughts?
Okay, so initially it comes off almost, if they were both single, it would be romantic.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Oh my God, you got this beautiful place. He's like in love with you. It's great. It's beautiful. But this man is married, y'all.
Mm-hmm. He's married.
Don't he has a child. Like, and you could see Angel is getting disappointed already.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Okay, but do you think Angel is at fault for becoming, answer this question in the chat too. Is it okay to become upset when you know someone has a situation that you have signed up for? You said you wanted to be a kept woman. Being a kept woman does not mean yap, yap, yap. Being a kept woman means shut up and just deal with it how it comes. Now, some people might agree with that or not. Let me know in the chat because I'm a little bit like, I'm not feeling the fact that she's sad. I feel like, you know, it's Christmas Day, girl.
Yeah.
It is not side hoe holiday.
Yeah.
Right.
Side hoe holiday is either the day before or the day after, girl. You ain't got it.
As a side piece, this is not me speaking from a side piece for you, though. That ain't my ministry, y'all. That ain't my ministry.
I was about to say, let's get the perspective.
Right.
But, okay, well, we all play side pieces, whether we knew it or not.
That's true.
Very true.
This is true.
Facts.
But from a side piece perspective, I think that she needs to reevaluate the situation. When you are dating a man that has a family on hold, that you can't get emotionally attached. Mm-hmm. And I think she's messed up because now she's emotionally attached. And they've only had a sexual encounter one time. Everything else was mental.
Right.
So he mentally got her, which sometimes is worse than when they physically get
but
you.
But she mentally got him.
She mentally got him. A certain extent.
Hello.
Because that man still is providing for his wife, is still taking for his wife. So he can play both sides.
And he let it be known to her as well
in
that diner scene. However, I just feel like, you know, granted, she knows what she's getting herself into, but this is probably the first time that she's really felt this type of affection from a man that she actually likes. We've all been there, too, where it's like, you can't just cut off your feelings. So that's probably what she's going for
right now. I don't think that she knows what she got herself into. I think that she's seen an image. And, of course, sometimes we see an image. Oh, we want that. We want that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's seen that. But I don't think she really, really knew what she was getting into. And now that she's into it, I think she might eventually, maybe a couple episodes down the line, it's a prediction, but maybe she'll regret that she even got in this situation.
Well, and that's a good point that you made. But just to bring it back to last episode's diner scene, she was putting her foot down. She said, okay, I should reject you. I should refuse you. And this is what I want. I want a high-rise apartment. And she got that. So he's playing with her feelings.
Now, did you believe her, though? I felt like she was like...
Playing tough role.
Yeah, like playing tough role, but like under the table, crossing her fingers. Like, I really hope you say yes.
Probably.
I agree. I think that it's one of those things where in your head, you're like, I can handle this. I got it. Like, I don't care about him.
Right.
I'm good. I'm going to get my apartment. And really inside her heart, she's like, oh, I'm really kind of feeling this guy.
My soulmate.
And it was obvious. Like, she was cooking. She doesn't cook. She mentioned she doesn't cook. She baked him cookies. She decorated. She was dancing. You know, like you do when your man's coming over. And I think she's in a fantasy world. And
she
that's my
is.
Girl. And I'm just like,
I love her,
too.
Angel, but she's in a fantasy world.
But I wanted to just really quick get into when Stan was at the jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
Buying the jewelry for who? His wife and for Angel.
Girl, I don't want to talk about this.
With the child.
Ooh,
with his child. First of all, Stan, what were you thinking? Everyone knows that children, you notice everything. We notice everything as kids. So you're
and
seeing...
tell everything.
You making two purchases, Dad? This looks really expensive.
How many?
Four. Two.
Dos. Two.
Yes.
That's, I love it.
So what did you guys think about that?
Girl.
I mean, that was bold.
Very bold.
That was bold.
And I'm like, so I thought you didn't have money. Like, I know that you just got a pay raise, but don't you want to save a little bit? You know,
no.
Priorities.
He is crazy in love right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand what he's feeling. He's foolish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you heard what Ashanti said, okay? My days are cold without you.
Mm-hmm.
His days are cold without Angel. He thinks about her constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how many times he went to that when she was like, all in the window.
Exactly.
He paid every coin. Given
those
had.
Coins.
So I just really feel like he's falling for her, but he has to keep up this.
Well, he's reminded, I think, that he has somebody at home every time he goes home. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, like, he wants, of course, looking from it, he looked like he want to be with Angel permanently.
I mean, but Angel is just so beautiful, you guys.
She's stunning.
Speaking of how beautiful she is, let's move on over into our special segment
yes.
of
yes.
Walk It Like You Talk It.
Hey!
Because Angel tonight was a beautiful celestial
yes.
queen. She actually walked in the, let us know, what was the name of it? The face.
Yeah,
it was
walking
the Stone Cold Face.
Stone Cold Face. Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember for a second, but let me tell you, I'm back. And Stone Cold Face really killed the game when Angel
slayed that.
And then she came through with her face covered
yes.
with this white, like,
the
angelic,
glitter.
Like, mm-hmm. it was like almost like Catholic, like.
She looked like an angel.
She did.
And when they put that snow in the fan.
Oh.
And it just sprinkled down
she
her
loves
face.
Her precipitation because wasn't she weather girl last episode?
Yes, she was
so
there.
Today I was like, she got more stuff on. What is it going to be next week?
She might want to be a meteorologist. Maybe that's her.
You know what? I'm ready
for
it.
That's her calling.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see on the news?
Yes.
I really think that with Angel, her main attraction is her face. So this category was perfect for her. But
perfect.
I want to know now, who do you think, like which category do you think won the entire show, like the snowball, who
oh
did
my
the
gosh.
Best was it the fur,
oh Ricky,
what was that called, no not the person,
oh,
but
Ricky's
the actual category,
oh best dress high class,
best dress
in a
high
coat.
I mean I totally enjoyed that category, so I'm gonna go for fur.
Really
I mean they
okay.
had the purple fur and the guy
That's
he said
true.
Don't let it touch the floor and
yeah.
then the lining
oh,
touched
yeah,
the floor and then he
hot.
Went back and it just gave me every piece of life
it gave
I needed
me life. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What did
okay.
you think?
I'll give you that. I'm going to go with the Stone Cold Face just because I love Angel. That's my girl. She
mm-hmm.
she embodied, you know, the entire category. She looked the part. She was giving you face. She was posing.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked that entire ball. So, Angel, you got that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to go with Stone Cold Face.
Yes.
That was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Her presentation was gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I live for it. It makes sense because she used to be, the actress used to be a model in real life. So
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
She is just too
Even though Ricky was fine.
Yes.
Fine.
This fan, I'm loving it.
Oh, Ricky was so fine. I'm gonna have to go with Angel. That face, honey.
Hello.
Right.
That face?
She was giving you face.
Ooh.
That jawline, everything, the lips. I was like, okay.
No, I just want her to like stop and take pictures, like just do a whole photo
vibes.
Shoot. Like
mm-hmm.
people were fawning over her, touching her like clothing. She was dancing, doing her poses. It was really a vibe. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed it too. But you know, I gotta choose what I gotta choose.
You would choose the man.
Okay.
All right.
We just got us a little drum roll.
That's a
right
preview
now,
for what's coming.
That's a preview for us revealing our house name. I know you guys are ready. Let us know in the comments that you're ready by putting a little house. I want to see some little houses.
Yes.
House emojis.
And you guys are showing us a lot of love in this chat. Keep it coming. We'll shout you out in a second.
Yes. Before we get into the... We just got out of Walk It. We need to get into the Talk It. What was your favorite quote of this episode?
Oh, good one.
I have mine. Mine was by, of course, my fave, Blanca. She said, whoever got anywhere by knowing their place?
Ooh.
Honey, nobody. That's who. And that's why I don't know my place. So I'm in every lane.
Okay. Well, mine is from Miss Helena, the dance teacher. She says, time is not your friend. It's coming for all of us. And I felt that because it's
act,
true.
Sis.
Thank you.
You
know? I was feeling that. Okay,
you better
feel
act,
that?
Sis.
Let me know if y'all felt that in the live chat, okay? Because I felt that.
I mean, last week she said, last week Electra said, check the hands. Now this week she's saying time is coming for all of us. What are you guys trying to say? We're scared.
Mine also comes from the fabulous Helena who said, greatness comes from suffering.
Ooh,
and
yes.
I felt that in my soul because, you know, we all go through things.
Yeah.
And from that, we can hopefully grow into greatness. So
I agree.
Here for it.
Oh my God, I wrote down the same exact thing.
I don't want to suffer all the time.
But you know,
can
in order,
I just
to,
have, like,
in order to get
greatness?
To that next step, sometimes you have to go through a struggle.
That's
so
true.
You can appreciate when you get to that level of greatness.
Speaking of a struggle.
Ooh.
You know who has a struggle relationship?
Ooh.
Ricky and Damon.
Talk about it.
I mean, Blanca, the house mother, is not really here for him. I feel some type of apprehension with that. She definitely believes that he is going to distract Damon, which we do end up seeing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's over there trying to teach dances for the snowball and whatever else and spending time with Ricky. But I do love them. I'm sorry. I mostly ship all couples as long as they're not, like, grimy and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about it a little bit.
I don't trust... Pretty Ricky, Ricky, Ricky.
That's
my nickname for him. So I did see an interview where he was his actual his character, where he was saying that he's very misunderstood.
Okay.
So I just don't believe that right now, because from what he's showing in the episode, first of all, he stole the fur coat. And even when he came out on the ball scene, if you notice how Blanco, if you notice her face, she was not happy, even when he came on the scene for the ballroom. And so she confronted him at the diner about his coat. Right. So I just don't trust him. I don't like his ethics. I think that he should be a part of House of Abundance and not House of Evangelista. Aww, that's your house.
I believe that he is really trying to change. Now listen, this is something, if anybody watches me on any other show, I am the beacon of hope. I'm the Paula Abdul. I'm like, I see it
I'm
in
real
him.
Simon right now.
He really wants to be better. Damon is actually helping to make him better. And I think that it's helping Damon to be better, because he actually has someone who he loves in a romantic way, and that motivates you to be like out there like, yes, do my dance right, do my but when you're young, you can get kind of caught up in it, which we see happens when he decides, I'm ready.
Sis, I am so against you in this very moment.
Well, tell me about it.
I feel like he is just faking it until he makes
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I think he is painting a picture just to be relevant in time.
Wow.
I definitely feel like he's just trying to come up, like, in his particular point in time, and he's trying to just get in where he's fitting. He need a bed to lay in.
I don't know.
You never met a man like that, sis?
I mean, hey.
I can tell you a story.
Or two.
Or two.
Or two. But wait,
yeah. get it
my
together.
Punch is
there, you go. There you go. There you
we
go.
Don't have fans, but listen, I can tell you a story of three.
Okay.
That was a cute one.
Okay, you can keep that one. I'm gonna steal that one.
I am worried
for our boy Damon here.
I
feel the same way. Like, I feel like he's just not, Ricky is not, something about him is not genuine. I don't know what it is. It hasn't been revealed yet, but it seems like he has a secret, or he's just not really there for Damon. And you can tell Damon is just, we all had the first love, like, oh my God, he's amazing, he's everything, like, I'm gonna give him everything, here's my
Everything they do is great.
And I'm scared for him, like, I think it's not gonna go well, sadly.
Yeah.
That little baby heart gonna get broken.
Yeah, that little gift he got didn't mean anything to you guys. I mean, we know he's not the type of guy, just like Lil Poppy told him, he's not the type of guy to be getting nobody.
Girl, that stolen gift?
Exactly.
He stole that,
sis. He said he saved his coin.
You believe?
No.
When we start believing
men?
You
lie.
They've been lying since the 80s. Since.
Exactly. Since before time.
Before time.
Okay. So is there anybody with me in the chat who thinks Ricky may be a little sincere? I do. I mean, I feel like sincerity is one of those things that is not taught. You know what I'm saying? It's just a natural thing. And I feel like he has somewhere underneath all of that bravado, as Blanca said in this episode, arrogance, not confidence. I just don't think he's mastered that. But you know who has mastered that arrogance versus confidence?
Oh,
little Miss. I mean, when I say Little Miss, I mean Big Miss Electra.
Yes.
Hey.
She is a queen, honey. She even took a page out of the Blanca book and got Christmas together. Tell me about how you feel about Christmas at the House of Abundance.
Burly.
Girl,
they stole.
I was not feeling Electra in this episode. I always like her for her shade, but in this episode, I felt like she was just using people for her own benefit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it really shows her character and her integrity. And that's why I feel like Ricky belongs in, you know, the House of Abundance, because you could fit right in, stealing, you know, whatever you want to do. So I'm not feeling her this episode.
I think it was a good exploration of her outside of her being a mother, her being this character of shade that we've come to know, and kind of looking more at her personal side and her possibly getting this surgery. And so while I don't agree with her methods and her using the money they all took for her own purposes, I think there might be a backstory there, you know? Like, she's probably gone through a lot, and now she has this opportunity to become what she's always wanted to be. So I do have some kind of sympathy for her.
Yeah, I think it was, like you said, a good way for us to see the personal side of her. I did learn something about her. She's very defensive when it comes to her medical history. She said that, you know, I don't have the virus. Like, she was very defensive, and the doctor didn't even ask that. She was very defensive.
That's a good point.
And then when they told her, like, that she was going to, she didn't have a physical, and she said, well, I ain't had a physical or been tested since 79. Which is a couple.
How do you know you don't have it?
Do you know? Which could be a prediction down the line.
Ooh, yeah.
Hold on.
I'll save that.
Okay, well, let me tell you about Electra, how I felt about her. I definitely agree with you, Mario. I felt like she was able to reveal herself a little bit more this episode, although she wasn't trying to. She was trying to hold it close to the heart. But the fear in her face was revealed.
Yes.
I think when she saw that pamphlet, she knew that she had to make a decision. Now, listen, we've been listening to her talk about this dude that she's dealing with, this
Big
guy.
Daddy.
Big Papa.
Big Papa. Now, Big Papa is, Big Papa has the reins on her in a way because she's constantly always talking about her allowance and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's having to make a hard decision between, do I get my sex operation, my reassignment operation, or do I stay as a kept woman? So
she can lose everything.
I see the really discord within herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she know, like, she, well, apparently she knew the decision that she wanted to make. She took that stolen money and stole it back and then put it towards what she wanted to have. So,
do you guys hear that? I mean, she had to. They put her at the top of the waiting list.
Yeah.
That's just like right now, if they call and say, hey, we got $1 million for somebody, you're at the top of the waiting list. All we need you to do is make a $100 deposit, but you don't have $100.
Still
big, borrow
everything you can do.
But think about this. After she has a surgery, this Big Papa, as we call him, is loving her the way she is now. The package that she is now.
Mm-hmm.
So after she has a surgery, she'll have a whole new package. So he not going to take care of her no more because he's not looking for that new package. He want that same old thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She and that is the case everything. With many, many men. They want that same old thing, but you're trying to evolve and rise up.
Exactly.
Please don't get us started. Not today.
The tea.
You know, I kind of missed Electra walking tonight.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play this little quick game called Tens Across the Board.
All right.
Tens.
Okay. I want you guys to tell me who in the chat, who gave you tens across the board tonight?
Yes.
The two winners of the categories were Ricky and Angel. We already talked about the categories we liked. You guys liked the face one. I like the fur one. I mean, as long as it's faux fur.
Mm.
And let's talk about the actual people. Now, Ricky does it for me. His smile is extravagant. Almost
like
yours,
Jay
Lamont.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my God. But now he's a fan out. His smile is gorgeous, you guys.
Yes.
Thank
but
you.
Yes, Ricky's smile, his sunglasses, his swag. And then I saw the stars in his eyes. I saw that this could actually be a goal of his where he decides to stop doing what he's doing and start just working the ball.
New leaf.
So. Mm-hmm.
You are Ricky Matai, sis.
Let's call it Rick Matai so it sounds right.
Okay.
She's freaky.
I ain't got that. How about you?
Well, you know, I'm going with my girl, Angel. Angel just says it for me, guys. She looked great. She does the part. She looked amazing with her glitter, with her hair. She did her thing.
I'm going to shout out my girl, Blanca.
Oh, you okay. Me too.
Okay, we're on a vibe. I just love her, and I think she was more kind of the undercover character this episode. I didn't touch on her as much. But, you know, she was serving looks, and not only that, she gave the most thoughtful Christmas gifts to her children. Like, she is the definition of an amazing mother. So,
and Blanca. Let's talk about the fashion. This red
Santa
jacket.
Yes.
Pray tell.
Baby.
Yes.
I want one.
Wow. Me too.
Every color, though.
I want every color.
He's
trying to be the Skittle.
A purple would be cute.
the Skittle Santa.
We don't allow that at the. Wait a minute. Is it time for me to tell the house name?
You almost gave it up.
We won't have that at the.
You guys have been waiting.
Let's get that drum roll so we can just get it out the way. Yes. And then we'll go into news and gossip. Okay, you guys, are you ready?
Ready for the reveal?
Yes. Our house is the legendary House of Pose, elegance of life and looks.
Yes.
That's all around, everybody.
Yes.
I like it.
Now, our sibling Keith is not here, but let me tell you something. He is the one who really put this name together.
Yes.
And I love it because we are the first house of AfterBuzz TV Network.
All right.
So we have the right to say we are legendary. As Pray Tell said tonight, you deserve it.
I have a question.
Okay. What's up?
Can I be in the house since I'm just a guest?
Of course.
You are in the house.
Can I be Welcome. Legendary?
Yes.
Can you say it again?
The legendary House of Pose.
Yes.
Elegance of life and looks. You got it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your bed is right next door.
We
got you.
We accept all lost souls. So if you're in the house, we need to hear some clap, clap, claps up in these chats.
Yes, let us
know. I
want
to see those hand emojis and see, are you in the house of the legendary House of Pose? Let us know.
Yeah.
Now let's go on over into news and gossip because she has a lot. All right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. So first we're going to talk about these reviews for this show has been crazy. Yes. It's been in the New York Times. It's been in Variety. There's nearly a million viewers every episode so far, and we're only three episodes in, and that does not include DVR, which is how, you know, most of us watch our shows. So are you guys surprised by that?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. I am thankful for Pose. Yeah. Like, this has been a phenomenal three episodes.
Yes.
I need 20 more.
Yeah.
I need a season two by the fall.
Right. So. Yes. I should just go ahead and pick it up now. This show has really made an impact on people who identify with it, people who are learning from it.
Yes.
And even, there's some haters, but they're even saying that the acting is good, the visuals, you know, the writing, everything else is what pulls you in.
Yes.
So I definitely am not surprised.
The costumes, honey.
Oh, the costumes.
The
music.
Oh, my gosh.
And as Pray Tell would say, learn something. You're learning something each and every episode.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. And getting into this, so the cast was actually at LA Pride last week. We weren't able to touch on it, but they represented, they had a float, they were all there, honey, just looking amazing, fabulous.
I missed them!
Yes! I know! They were at Pride!
I was drunk.
And then lastly, we want to give an extra special shout out to James Vanderbeek, who plays Matt on the show.
Yes,
he just welcomed a new child. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
And that's his, how many, fifth child?
Is it fifth? Fourth?
Is it fourth or fifth?
It's his fifth one. His kids are beautiful.
With the same baby mama?
Gorgeous.
Yes.
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 Oh, he got a player for
me? No. Not that we know of, anyway.
In other words, he be busy.
Yes.
Booked and busy.
So congratulations to him. And that's, you know, our major news and gossip for today.
All right.
Well, thank you. I love that news and gossip. I mean, new life. I talked about newness, giving and receiving in the beginning of the episode. We received a baby up in this news and gossip.
Yes.
And we received a million viewers per episode.
That's
awesome. Amazing. Let's move on to shout outs because you guys have been listening to us putting all these emojis and everything. We really, really appreciate when you do that. So let's shout out some people.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to go to our Twitter because we always get a lot of comments. And we even had Stephen Canals, he is the executive producer of Pose. Ooh. And he's awesome. He shouted us all out. Mm-hmm. He says, looking forward to watching. I loved your first thoughtful conversation. He added all of us, tens across the board.
Yeah.
P.S. My favorite quote of the pilot is also the method may be different, but the cast smells just the same.
Oh.
And we always see a lot of other tweets. Like even Electra shouted out our own DeShauna O.
Oh, yes, she did.
Hello.
She gave me the shade, though, y'all.
Yes.
She did.
It was a cute shade.
She
said, Blanca's daughter, you should change it to Electra's daughter if you want a trophy or two.
Okay. Because my name on Twitter at the time was Electra's daughter. So, I mean, was Blanca's daughter. So I had to change it.
Right.
I was third.
So as you guys can see, that, you know, that is a tweet from Stephen Canals. And then the next one shows Electra's tweet to our own Shauna. And we have some more tweets, even from very well-known trans women like Amaya Scott, who loves the show. She raves about it. Even Jackie Harray from Sister Sister has raved about this show.
And
yes, so we just have a lot of shout outs. I also want to go to some of our YouTube comments that we have. Tobias 2013, he gave us a huge shout out saying that it's breathtaking to hear transparency and awareness from all of the young minds. Speaking of us, y'all, he says this panel rocks. So thank you, Tobias. And we also have some people that tweeted, like even going back to Stephen Canals, he says that a fun fact, the sex talk between Blanca and Damon was one of the hardest to write. I rewrote it four times. Finally, Ryan Murphy said, what would you have wished someone had said to you as a queer boy about sex?
Wow.
So that's how they came about into that scene.
Wow.
Yeah. But we love when you guys comment, even just shouting out our live chat. I'll go ahead and just do that right now. The Mel Experience, she called us out, you guys, earlier. Okay.
She
said,
she say earlier, y'all?
Let me just read her tweet, girl. We're just going to shout you out. She says, they late. Talk about the ghetto.
Woo, child.
Okay. Okay. Well, you guys,
it.
We love your comments, so make sure to keep them coming, leaving us or your comments. Tweet us, emojis. We love it. Keep it coming.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's all for our show. I really appreciate each and every one of you and each and every one of you coming and watching us. We will be back here next Sunday at 8 p.m. Do not forget to sign in early because we're going to be clearly early, okay?
Yes.
You got to
get on us. We love it.
You got to get on, jump on it early. Thank you so much for watching. Before we go, let's just get your names and your beautiful handles.
Yes, I am Jay Lamar. You guys can find me on all social media handles at I am...
Okay.
Jay Lamar.
Let him know.
Hey. I'm Mario Turner. You can find me on all social handles at Mario_Turner.
All right, I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray.
And as you know, I'm your girl, Deshauna O. You can catch me on Twitter at Deshauna O. It's a little wild on them Twitter streets, but okay. I'm there. All right, hit me up. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
See you later,
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.